Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, DAB, online and on your bedside entertainment system.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning, I'm getting ready for a brand new morning, packing my bags for a heavenly journey, I can't wait to be there, no I can't wait to be there.
Here's a really deep and powerful song today to open our programme, which states quite openly, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It's a song sung by U2, all about the search for meaning in life, and the emphasis here being on the word still, as what he's looking for just hasn't happened yet. People in our world are looking for meaning in life. Some feel they've explored all manner of things which might fulfill them, yet somehow there's still an empty space inside that needs filling. These lyrics speak of bonds that must be broken and chains that must be loosened if a person is to find what that something is which just seems out of their grasp. I wonder if you're searching today for some kind of meaning in your life. This verse by William Blake is quite deep. It may just be what you're searching for. It's linked in a way to our Bible reading today, and it says, I sought my God, and my God I couldn't find. I sought my soul, and my soul eluded me. I sought to serve my brother in his need, and I found all three, my God, my soul, and thee. Lovely reading there by William Blake. Here's a song called Help Me See With Your Eyes.
Help me see with your eyes. Show me how to care. Help me love with your heart when it seems I've got none to share. And enter into my speaking. Let your loveliness flow from the center of my being. Let your love grow. Understand their pain, then I won't fear the hurricane, I will only feel the rain. Come enter let your loveliness flow. From the center of my being, let your love grow. From the center of my being, let your love grow. I want to speak out your wherever there's a need, give me strength and courage, let me go wherever you lead. And when the dark clouds gather, let your spirit blow, sending hope into your sunshine as your love grows.
That's a song from my lockdown legacy collection on the website www.sheilahamill.co.uk. That song ends with words from a famous hymn. I wonder if you heard them. They're from the hymn When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and they say, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Now that word demands is rather a strong word when speaking of a love that's so amazing. But it's when we place ourselves and our lives alongside the way in which Jesus lived his, exemplifying love and compassion, we see how we fall short. In that sense, his example inspires us and calls us to do better. It reminds me of a quote by the villain Iago in Shakespeare's Othello, when he speaks of Cassio. He's rather jealous and says, he hath a daily beauty in his life that makes me ugly. He refers not just to Cassio's physical appearance and popularity, but also his character and his personality. This might be more clear as we reflect on our Bible reading today from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, which marks not only the last reading of the church's year, but also Jesus' final sermon at the end of the age. In it, Jesus returns to earth as the Son of Man, as King over all the nations, but also as Judge. And he separates the people of the nations as a shepherd separates sheep and goats. To one group of people, he has this to say. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and all his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or needing clothes, or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Let's reflect on that parable again from a song of mine from an album called Pearls of Great Price.
When the Son of Man in glory comes and sits upon his throne, he'll gather all the nations in and let his mind be known. For like a shepherd he will make a sheep and goat divide. He'll put his sheep upon his right, the goats his left hand side. He'll say to those upon his right, come all my faithful ones, heirs of the Father, blessed by him, your inheritance has come. I was hungry and you fed me, my dreadful thirst assuaged. You made the stranger welcome, all my troubles you allayed. You clothed me, gave me comfort, when ill gave love so free. And when in prison I was lost, you came to visit me. When you did this to the very least of all my family, you did it not just unto them, you did it unto me. To the others he will say, eternal fire will be your lot, now is your judgment day. I was hungry, I was thirsty, you saw to self instead. I was a lonely stranger, but you turned away your head. I needed clothes and I was ill, you did not heed my cries. And when in prison I was lost, you left me there to die. When you ignored the very least of all my family, not only did you not help them, you gave no help to me.
Both of these groups, the sheep and the goats, are shocked that Jesus was found to be right there in the lives of those around them who were in great need. "Lord, when did we see you?" they both cry out. I wonder if some of them would have behaved differently had they known this. Which group do we fall into? Are we looking to serve only ourselves in this world, or do we look to serve others? And isn't it strange here also that both groups of people are absolutely shocked this final judgment has taken place so unexpectedly? Here's a truly classic hymn. You really can't beat some of our traditional hymns for the sheer beauty of their poetry. This one says, "Every eye shall now behold him, robed in dreadful majesty. Here is lo, he comes with clouds descending," by the King's College Choir. An archbishop once asked a crowd of pilgrims in Jerusalem, "What did you come to the Holy Land hoping to find?" He waited while a few tried to respond with profound answers to his question. Then he shook his head and said, "Did you come here looking for Jesus? He isn't here, didn't you get the memo? He has risen. He goes before you, just as he said he would." We may not necessarily find Jesus' presence in holy places, or on pilgrimages, although some will testify to doing so, but this parable tells us he is there when we respond to those in need. I had just been writing about the Holy Land, and I can identify with what this archbishop was trying to say. It wasn't in the high, holy and magnificent places that I sensed God's presence most. It was when I spent time listening to an atheist tell me the reason for her lack of faith as we crossed over the Sea of Galilee. And when I read the Bible account of the resurrection to fellow tourists, not theological students, at Golgotha in the Garden Tomb. It was also when I prayed a heartfelt prayer on Taubka Beach, saying, "Lord, did you really intend me to be a woman priest? After all, some people are so against women's ministry. I hope it was you who called me and it wasn't just my own imagination." There was no thunderclap in reply, no response, but as I turned to go, I almost fell over a large, heart-shaped stone set in the sand. And after that stone, I saw another one and another one along that beach. And I came to realize that this was the very area where the risen Jesus called Peter to serve him by asking three times, "Do you love me?" Perhaps this was Jesus' reply to me then. "If you truly love me, feed my lambs, feed my sheep." I had my answer. I haven't played this next song on my programme for a long while, but it tells the story of Jesus' threefold call to the disciple who denied him three times before he was crucified, the story of that episode on the beach. The song is called "Simon, Son of John, Do You Love Me?" and it's from my Easter album, The Easter Story. I sing it here with the late Pete Scott. The last verse, which was inspired by 1 John 3:18, says this: "Listen to me, my children. Love is not only words. True love is shown in action. Go feed my world."
Let us never forget the message that he gave. Simon, son of John, do you love me? More than these others do.
Yes, Lord, you know.
Let's not simply wait for some future glory or day of judgment to come, but get heavily invested in the here and now of God's kingdom, of his rule in our lives. Let's make a resolution to seek Jesus out in the lives of all who cross our paths, whether they're in need or not, and meet him there, and make life an exciting adventure in finding what it is he wants us to accomplish each day. But let us seek him in the world too. Rather than recoil in horror or hide away when the world news comes on because we can't bear the pain of a world so divided and troubled, let us try to visualize Jesus right in the midst of everyone and ask ourselves, how will we rescue him, feed him, give him something to drink, clothe him, tend his wounds and rescue him from whatever holds him captive? Hear him say again, "Whatever you do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do it for me." Let's get as passionate about the world as Jesus did and build God's kingdom of love and peace on earth. I'd like to leave you with a beautiful song of hope sung just recently, a few days ago, in Haifa, Israel, by 3,000 Muslims, Jews and Christians who came together to learn the song in under an hour. None of them had met each other before, and they're singing the lyrics in three different languages. The song expresses a hope for an end to violence and a prayer for a new era of peace and understanding. And if you look this video up, just see them standing shoulder to shoulder in unity. The words are, "I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight anymore. There'll be no more wars and our children will play one day, one day. It's not about win or lose, because we all lose when they feed on the souls of the innocent." It's a song called "One Day" by Mattis Yahu. There'll come a brief pause at the end, but then it builds up again. A beautiful song. And we pray for all that's going on in the Holy Land at the moment. That's all we have time for. Andrew and I would like to say our goodbyes, and we'll see you next time. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
Oh.